Demonstrators took to the streets of several cities in France today to protest the election upset by far-right politician Jean-Marie Le Pen. Le Pen edged out the French prime minister in yesterday's first round and will face incumbent president Jacques Chirac in next month's runoff. French newspapers are calling the result a political earthquake. Some of France's European neighbors are calling it a disaster. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
When it came to voting yesterday, a record number of French people found better things to do. Now, after a result which has brought a man of the extreme right into the presidential runoff for the first time, France's citizens are mobilizing. They chanted, "We are all the children of immigrants," a jibe at Jean-Marie Le Pen's anti-immigrant, French people first policies. In other chants, they called him a fascist and a Nazi. Unionists and students chose the Place de la République as their starting point in this march tonight. People like Mohamed Bouadala, the son of Algerian immigrants.
It's unbelievable that in France we've got the extreme right like Le Pen. It's unbelievable, unacceptable.
Political science student Pascal Cousin said she nearly cried when she heard Le Pen had made it through. She was worried about France's image abroad.
I think we're all ashamed of France now, even if we know that all the French people are not don't vote for the National Front, and it's only a minority, but it's so shameful because France has always been the country of human rights, and we always give lessons to other people, and now it's a shame for us.
The surprise has thrown France's mainstream parties into disarray. Upon learning of his defeat, Socialist Prime Minister Lionel Jospin announced he was leaving politics altogether. Socialist Party spokesman François Hollande called on the party faithful to vote for the same man they had been doing their very best to defeat until yesterday. We've always said we had to block the extreme right, said Hollande. We have always known Jacques Chirac was our political adversary, but Jean-Marie Le Pen is a danger to the Republic. So our choice is clear. Gaullist President Jacques Chirac said today that the soul of France was at stake and that the country was wounded. Polls suggest he will trounce Le Pen in the second round. But the far-right leader held a joyful campaign meeting today. He called for a rally of patriots to end France's Fifth Republic, the current institutional setup Le Pen described as corrupt and decadent.
L'histoire nous apprend que quand un édifice...
History teaches us that when an edifice is rotten, at the slightest shock it falls over, said Le Pen. It's the case for old furniture turned into dust under its varnish. And it will be the same for the Fifth Republic. This year, Le Pen recast himself as a man of the center-right. But still, his campaign literature blames immigrants for most of France's ills, attacks globalization, the European Union, and calls for protectionism. On the campaign trail, Le Pen also ably exploited fears about crime and benefited from the record number of first-round candidates. There were a total of 16. Political scientist Etienne Schweizgut calls the system a political form of Russian roulette. Schweizgut said most voters didn't want Le Pen to make it to the second round, just to express their disapproval of Chirac and Jospin.
And they thought it was not worthwhile to vote for one or the other. The vote for Le Pen was a protest vote against the establishment.
If there is shame, fear, and some regret in France, there is concern outside of the country's borders. A spokesman for British Prime Minister Tony Blair said the Le Pen breakthrough was very sad. Germany's foreign minister called the result alarming. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.